Episode 79 of CJ Evolution starts right now. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for carving a little bit of time out of your day to listen to my podcast. Thank you for sharing it with family and friends. We continue to grow, and that's because of you, the supporter. Thank you so much. We've had some amazing guests on recently. Tracy Kesey, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Training. If you haven't checked out that episode, it's episode 78. Amazing, amazing show. Thank you once again, Tracy, for coming on. Hope to have her on again in the future. You can head over to my website, cjevolution.net. Check the episode with Tracy, along with other great episodes with some fantastic guests, on my website. You can also link to iTunes whenever you get a chance, rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it, folks. I wanted to talk a little bit about how we make people like us. Whether you're in law enforcement, criminal justice, whatever you're doing, we always are seeking the approval, and we always want people to like us. So I'm going to give you some tips in this episode, six ways to make people like you. And I wish I could say this was from me. It's not. It's from one of my greatest, one of the greatest people, I think, in the history of leadership and mentorship, and that's Dale Carnegie. And I'm a huge fan of Dale Carnegie, as well as many other thought leaders and leaders out there. But he came up with these six ways to make people like you, and it really is applicable, and they're so simple. So number one, become genuinely interested in other people. Now, I know that might seem easier or easier said than done, but really, become interested in other people. So many times, myself included, we want to kind of listen for a little bit, and we want to kind of push our agenda or, you know, tell people about us. Be interested in other people, because a lot of times it's not about us. It's about somebody else. So that's number one. Smile. I have had problems with this in the past, especially when I was a brand new officer. You know, got that RoboCop look about you. And for those of you young officers out there going, who the heck is RoboCop? It was a show or a movie in the 80s. You know what I'm talking about. You have that look. You have that stern look. You want to be, you know, Billy Badass. You don't want anybody to mess with you. And there's a time and a place for that, but you have to learn to smile. I was right out of the military, got into law enforcement, so I had to, that's how I was conditioned in the military. But I tell you what, people open up to smiles. If you smile, it eases the tension, especially if you're in uniform. If you start smiling to people, it kind of eases up the tension, and more than likely you're going to get a smile in return. So smile, that's number two. Number three, remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. I've struggled with this in the past, especially when I teach, you know, at the college level. I had to really, really concentrate and do name associations or word associations with people in my mind to remember their name. The last thing people, you know, especially, I always felt horrible if people knew my name and I couldn't remember their name. So really, if you remember that person's name, that is the sweetest sound in any language. Think about it. When somebody knows your name, if you run into that person you haven't seen in a while and they say, hey, Patrick, hey, Steven, hey, whoever, and they know your name, that kind of makes you feel good, right? So remember somebody's name. Really work at that. Be a good listener. I know we've talked about this before, but really listen, especially as law enforcement. I've had problems with this. I think I'm getting better. Maybe you can ask my wife, but I have learned over the years to be a better listener than I have been in years prior. Keeping my mouth shut, just listening to people and encouraging people to talk about themselves. I really do that now more than ever. I want to hear about people. I want to hear about their story. It's not so much me. If they want to know about me, they're going to ask about me. But really listen to what people are telling you. And this is applicable to no matter what we're doing. As very applicable to those of us in criminal justice. So that's number four. Principle five is talk in terms of the other person's interest. You can see a theme here, right? It's not so much about us. It's about other people. And I tell you what, if you start doing that more and more, you're going to get more in return as far as people paying attention to you and liking you more. And lastly, make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. Do it sincerely. Don't just fake it. Most people can spot a fake person. Don't be one of those fake people, folks. Make the other person feel important. Now, I know that could be difficult in what we're doing in law enforcement sometimes, but I'm not just talking about being on the street. I'm talking about when you come home and you're talking with your family and not shutting off and being isolated, but, you know, make the other person feel important. Family members, spouses, friends, show a genuine interest in the, you will be repaid for that generosity and kindness, folks. That's all I have. Stay tuned this week for some more guests. I'm very excited. We got some great people coming on the podcast. Thank you for the continued support, folks. Take care. I will talk with you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.